Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Coke Zero. Basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court and join Eddie Acapinti and Matt Harmon for all of tonight's action.
And we want to wish a very good Wednesday evening to everyone listening right now on the Shore Sports Network airwaves of 1160 WOBM AM and 1310, as well as online, shoresportsnetwork.com. Alongside Greg Ott this evening, I'm Eddie Acapinti. We're happy to bring you another broadcast of Monmouth University men's basketball. As tonight, the Hawks, who come into the game at 5-5, take to the road again. We are in College Park, Maryland, to visit the 8-1 University of Maryland Terrapins. Before we get to the remainder and the rest of our pregame show, we're happy to have with us one of the Monmouth University men's basketball assistant coaches, Coach Derek Phelps. It was Coach Phelps' job to look at this Maryland Terrapin team a little closer over these last few days. And as we bring in Coach Phelps now, Coach, I'm sure you saw a team that is talented, that is long, that likes to hit the glass. And this team does something that very few teams in basketball do better, and that's play defense and share the ball.
They do a very good job with that. I think one thing they do is they execute their plays. They also execute their secondary break. And they have great guards that just distribute to all the big guys and look inside. They're an inside-out team.
Now, you look at, you know, at Maryland, and defensively they've held their opponents to 35.4%. What are some of the things that you're looking to do on offense to try to crack that defense?
Just move the ball around. You know, we got to find the best possible shot. We got to make them play defense for at least 20, 25 seconds, move the ball. Because sometimes when you do that, guys get tired just guarding for that long in one possession. So we move the ball and take the right shots. We take good shots, and we have a great chance of shooting a higher percentage than the other opponents did against them.
And, Coach, coming into this game, coming off of that loss at Syracuse last time out on Saturday, this kind of the sandwich game with the big three with the Villanova game coming up on the 22nd. How's practice been the last couple of days? What's the mindset of the team right now getting ready for this game?
Well, the mindset's good. We had to get back and just get back to the basics. I think we got a little bit out of it a little bit against Syracuse. I think, you know, Syracuse is a great team that will put you out of your own office and stuff like that. But we got back to it, get back to the fundamentals, and just we got to perform the way we need to perform and, like, pressure the ball like we did, cause turnovers, and make ourselves better on offense and get easy baskets.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a couple of minutes with us in the pregame. Good luck tonight against Maryland. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
That's Monmouth assistant coach Derek Phelps joining us on the pregame show here as we prepare for Monmouth against Maryland on the Shore Sports Network. And our pregame show tonight is presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. As now Coach Phelps will return to the team. And Greg, I'd like to welcome you in for your first broadcast on the Shore Sports Network. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Thanks,
sir.
Thanks for having me, Eddie.
For those of you that don't know, Greg works in the sports information office at Monmouth University, a coworker of ours and someone who watches the Hawks obviously very closely. And Greg, tonight Monmouth will come in riding a tough two-game losing streak. They lost last time out against Syracuse 108-56 on Saturday. The game before that, that crushing home loss by 19 points to Navy back at the MAC on Wednesday, December 5th. It doesn't get easier, and no easy task tonight taking on a Maryland team that is 8-1. They lost to Kentucky to begin things, and then they've won 8 in a row up to this point. We went over it with Coach Phelps a little bit, but they do a lot of things well.
Yeah, I mean, and being a guy who used to work at Quinnipiac, I almost equate Maryland statistically to kind of a Quinnipiac, you know, bad pun for sports, but Quinnipiac on steroids, you know? As far as everything they do, they crash the boards. And if Quinnipiac has always been in the top, you know, 10 in the nation in rebounding margin, well, Maryland's number 2 in the nation in rebounding margin at plus 15.2. They really take care of the ball. Their assist to turnover ratio is you know, otherworldly. They have, you know, great defense. They're holding teams to 35.4%. So they do a lot of the little things well, and there really isn't one star on this team that's really going to, you know, kill you. So they, the Hawks really have to be good in many facets tonight.
the head coach of Maryland in his second season. It's Mark Turgeon, a little connection. Turgeon and Monmouth head coach King Rice, also in his second season, go a way back. They were on the staff back at Oregon when they were both young assistants, and obviously Turgeon's had success in his tenure as a head coach. Started at Wichita State, actually way back when started at Jacksonville State, then had a lot of success at Wichita State, moved himself on to Texas A&M, and before ultimately ending up at Maryland. But now, Greg, he's got a team with 12 underclassmen on it. This is a young roster that is learning on the fly and learning quickly. They do a lot of things that Mark Turgeon coach teams do well. You mentioned it. They rebound. They share the ball. They play really good defense, limiting the opponent field goal percentage, and they get to the foul line. They're not a tremendous outside shooting team, but when you kind of get inside the numbers, they shoot 65% from two-point range. And when you kind of roll all that together, it's not a good matchup for an undersized Monmouth team.
Yeah, I mean, it is a tough combination. I mean, any team you're playing that throws those kinds of stats together at you. And, I mean, you look at the teams that have done really well for Mark Turgeon, and they do those things. They hold the opposition to a low field goal percentage. They rebound the ball. They take care of the ball. And, any team that does that, it's going to be tough to play against.
Yeah, teams that don't beat themselves. And if anything, they play really good defense and they share the ball really well. And that's something that's difficult to top, as evidenced by Maryland's record. Again, 8-1 coming into this game. Their only loss was their season opening game, 72-69 to Kentucky at the Barclays Classic in Brooklyn, New York, back on Friday, November the 9th. They've since won 8 in a row, and over their last 5, they've allowed each opponent under 35% field goal shooting. So now let's turn that on to the Monmouth side of things. And when the Hawks have struggled, they haven't shot the basketball well. They weren't able to really get a lot going in transition last time out against Syracuse. And that's going to be imperative tonight against a Maryland team that guards you man-to-man as opposed to the 2-3 from Syracuse. But as soon as you cross half court, they're going to be up on you.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is you have to make shots. And when we've seen Monmouth struggle this year, it's been the Ryder game when I don't think they made a shot outside of the paint in the first half. You've seen, you know, games like that, games against Navy where the second half shots just weren't falling. So, you know, the Hawks really have to make some shots and, you know, force that defense out to them to create some penetration and some dribble drive opportunities.
Very limited history between these two teams. Maryland leads the all-time series 2-0. They haven't met since Maryland's national championship season of 2001-02 when the Terrapins defeated the Hawks 91-55. In that game, Monmouth actually was competitive in the first half. They went into halftime only down a handful of points before the Terrapins, who again went on to win the national title, eventually blew them out. Well, tonight's team, maybe not as acclaimed nationally here at Maryland. They're not ranked at 8-1, but they're right on the cusp of that. So even though they're not the fourth team in the country that Monmouth saw against Syracuse, this is still a traditional power, a team that is a very good ACC team, soon to be a very good Big Ten basketball team. And it's not an easy place to play. You and I got here fairly early, got a chance to walk around the Comcast Center. It's a pretty nice and, for visitors, intimidating building.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a long history of great players at Maryland, and, you know, everybody likes to talk about the, you know, the Len Biases, the Joe Smiths. And I look up in the rafters, and I see Jazz Perazic, and that's what I think for the long line of Maryland players, and of course Jazz being an assistant for the Monmouth women's basketball team right now, so a little Monmouth connection for you. But you know, you talked about that game back in the early 2000s, and you know, personally, I don't see any Taj Holdens out there, so so hopefully that makes a difference for the Hawks tonight.
Obviously, Taj, not only a former Monmouth assistant coach, but former Red Bank regional star in the Shore Conference, as we are on the pregame show here, presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, just about 5.5 minutes away from tip-off between Monmouth and Maryland at the Comcast Center. And look up to it's over our head to our left, Coach Jazz's number 4 jersey, but you mentioned some of the names on the rafters. You see Steve Francis, you see Len Elmore, you see Lonnie Baxter and Steve Blake, and kind of the heroes, Juan Dixon, of that 2001-02 championship team. And this team trying to get back to that under Coach Turgeon. Obviously, Gary Williams was the head coach here forever. So both teams kind of going through a bit of a change, as Maryland's going through that change. And now Monmouth with Coach Rice back on the sidelines tonight after serving that one-game suspension at Syracuse. And you got to figure he's chomping to get back in the coaching bit. we spoke to him a little bit before, said he watched that game from his hotel room, and he was just going crazy the whole game. So, you know, Coach Rice, ready to get back on the court, play against a friend of his tonight.
Yeah, and you know, Coach Rice's energy is always infectious. So, you know that's going to, you know, rub off on his players. And, you know, I think having him back on the sideline is a calming effect and also an energizing effect for the team.
Quickly run over. Well, we have the Mammoth starting lineup, and the Maryland starting lineup has been posted as well. So we're going to take a brief timeout. When we come back, we'll give you both teams' starting lineups and the keys to the game tonight as Mammoth takes to the road to take on the Maryland Terrapins Wednesday night. 8 p.m. start, extra late start. I'm sure Phil Harding back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast loves that. We're going to step out, Phil, for 60 seconds when we come back. We'll give you the starting lineups and the keys to the game between Mammoth and Maryland, and you're going to listen to it right here on your home for Mammoth University basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid for it, that's right, I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of GCE Green Coffee Bean Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to Dr. Oz, the secret is out. And now, this authentic green coffee bean fat burner is available in easy-to-take tablets. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts. Simply take one tablet before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra cash for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call 800-358-2431 now. Call 800-358-2431. 800-358-2431. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 800-358-2431. Some conditions apply. 800-358-2431. 800-358-2431.
You're listening to the Mammoth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Back here on the pregame show presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Mammoth getting ready to take on Maryland in a non-conference contest. MU's second-to-last non-league game in this 2012-13 regular season. We'll now give you the starting lineups for the Mammoth Hawks, and it's presented by Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and featuring one of the area's best ocean views while you dine in the Mammoth and Ocean County area. Visit Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant online at rooneysocean.com. And the starting lineup for the visiting Mammoth Hawks, who come into this game at 5-5. Same backcourt as you've seen for the majority of the season. Deion Nesmith and Jesse Steele, the pair of seniors, will start in the backcourt for Coach King Rice. Deion averaging 8.5 points. Jesse Steele just under 8 points a game. Andrew Nicholas, the leading Hawks scorer, getting another start tonight, averaging 14.5 points, 4 rebounds a game. Steven Spinella will get another start this evening. He averages 7.5 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Ed Waite will start at the other forward position, 8.5 points, 6 rebounds per game for second-year Mammoth University head coach King Rice, a 1992 graduate of the University of North Carolina. Now let's take a look at the Maryland starting lineup. It's a young starting lineup. Couple of sophomores, actually a trio of sophomores starting for second-year head coach Mark Turgeon. It's led by the center, Alex Len, and he's a good one. He averages 13 points, 9 rebounds a game for this Maryland Terrapin team. The leading man for Coach Turgeon, the sophomore from the Ukraine. Joining him in the front court is Des Wells, and a three-guard lineup, or rather also James Pageant, and then a couple of guards, Nick Faust, sophomore from Baltimore, Maryland, averaging 10 points per game, and a junior from Los Angeles, California, P. Sean Howard, 5.5 assists per game, leads the Atlantic Coast Conference. He's the leading assist man on the leading assist team in the conference. But Greg, kind of an interesting story with this Maryland team. They got a couple transfers. You'll hear names like Logan Aronholt, an Albany transfer, who graduated early from Albany and is playing here now in Maryland in graduate school. But also one of the starters, Des Wells, is a very interesting story.
Yeah, I mean, Des Wells came over from Xavier, and you know, it's an interesting story because he actually got expelled from Xavier, but it was because of a potential sexual assault charge. But the powers that be in that area chose not to, you know, to go after those charges. And eventually the NCAA ruled him immediately eligible because he didn't have a choice in leaving Xavier. They kicked him out, so he's able to play immediately, and he's made a difference so far.
Hey, getting another start tonight for Coach Turgeon in Maryland. What we'll do now is we'll step aside. When we come back, we'll quickly run through the starting lineups again and then give you our keys to the game and be ready for the tip between Mammoth and Maryland, the third time these two teams have met, and you're going to listen to it right here on your home for Monmouth basketball this season, the Shore Sports Network. 60-second timeout for the national anthem, and we're back courtside.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-752-0193 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-752-0193 to take your call now. Call 877-752-0193. That's 877-752-0193. Again, 877-752-0193.
There are restaurants for sushi, there are restaurants for Mongolian grill, and there are restaurants for traditional Chinese food. Now you can dine at one place that combines it all and gives you even more delicious choices. The Fortune Buffet at the Orchards at Dover and Tom's River. It's buffet dining at its best. Choose freshly prepared soups and delightful appetizers. You'll be tempted at their salad bar with fresh greens, cocktail shrimp, and plump New Zealand mussels. Plus, all of Fortune Buffet's seafood is fresh every day, including top-grade snow crabs and salmon. Try their sushi, prepared by Fortune Buffet's talented sushi chefs. Select your favorite ingredients and have your meal prepared right before your eyes at the Mongolian Grill. But save room for their delectable confections at the dessert bar. The Fortune Buffet opens 7 days a week at the Orchards at Dover on Route 37 West next to the Marquee Cinema in Toms River. Make reservations for your holiday parties today. And remember, gift certificates are great stocking stuffers. Call 732-505-8383 and happy holidays from everyone at Fortune Buffet.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we are back courtside here at the Comcast Center on campus at the University of Maryland. Monmouth will be ready to take on the Terrapins. Just a few minutes. We'll quickly run down the starting lineups for each team. Again, for Monmouth University, Deion Nesmith and Jesse Steele in the backcourt. Andrew Nicholas, Steven Spinella, and Ed Waite in the frontcourt for head coach King Rice. For Maryland, P. Sean Howard, Des Wells, Nick Faust. The guards, the forwards, James Pageant, and the center is Alex Len for second-year head coach Mark Turgeon. As we'll now get our keys to the game and what Monmouth needs to do to try and stay in this game and maybe pull off a shocker, our keys to the game are presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary. So Greg Ott, my broadcast partner this evening, obviously a tall order is at stake. Monmouth going in to take on Maryland. But what are those things that the Hawks need to do to keep this contest close like they did those first 10 or so minutes against Syracuse and maybe try to, you know, pull off that shocker?
Well, I mean, first of all, one of the things that the Hawks really, you know, made hay on this year is turning the other team over. But today I think they need to take care of the ball. Maryland really doesn't turn the ball over much, so they need to really value their possessions and get the best looks that they can on each offensive possession. Also, they really need to hit the boards. That's been a tough spot for the Hawks all season. They've been, as far as rebounding margin goes, they've been minus 10.6 in their games, as opposed to Maryland's plus 15.2. So that's a very tall order today for the Hawks. And lastly, they got to knock down some shots. You know, Jesse Steele really hasn't been the Jesse Steele of old so far this season. If he's knocking down shots, if Deion Nesmith's knocking down shots, you might get the occasional, you know, Steve Spinella. If you get Andrew Nicholas, that's going to go a long way towards pulling the upset here tonight.
It will not be easy, obviously, as this is one of the tougher places to play, not only in the ACC, but in the nation. Since Maryland's moved into the Comcast Center, which is just a beautiful building, they've been pretty close to unbeatable here on their home floor. Again, previously under Gary Williams, now under Mark Turgeon. I can only speak to Cole Fieldhouse. Spent some time down here as a young man. That was a tremendous place to watch a college basketball game. But as nice as that was from a nostalgia, you know, old gym house feel, it has nothing on this building. And it's just absolutely beautiful aesthetics And, you know, we saw it walking up. It's like a cruise ship when you walk up to it. It's absolutely humongous.
Yeah, no, it is, you know, it is quite the sight as you're driving up, walking up. And, I mean, this really has a feel of an NBA arena. I mean, as far as the size of it, the video boards, the effects they're playing here, and the starting lineups, I mean, everything is very first class.
Maryland's starting lineup being announced now, and they're doing so, obviously, without the benefit of lights, which makes it extra easy to see what you're trying to write. As alongside Greg Ott, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Phil Harding back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. We hope to have a good one for you on hand. After tonight, MU with some time off, 10 days off to be exact, before they return home to take on Villanova on December 22nd, a home game at 7 p.m. After that, 9 more days off. They don't take the court again until New Year's Eve on the 31st when they visit Fordham in the Bronx at 4 p.m. So 2 games over the next 19 days. And that first one tonight against Maryland. MU takes the court in their road, midnight blue uniform, Monmouth in Farrier font scripted on the chest, and the white number in Monmouth Farrier font on the front and back with white stripes down the left and right side. The Terrapins have yet to break their huddle. No telling what color jersey they're wearing. Could be black, yellow, red. You know, Maryland with their Under Armour deal. Obviously, Monmouth, a Nike school, always seems to throw out a pretty crazy uniform every now and again.
Yeah, no, they certainly do have plenty of different variations of those. And they got white. They got the plain old white uniform.
They're going traditional white?
They're going traditional. So they got the red lettering. This white uniform's red lettering, a little bit of, you know, black and yellow trim.
Well, Greg, I have to step out 1 second. Why don't you tell everyone what's going on? One of my best friends is behind us. I got to talk to him.
Professionalism at its peak in Eddie Acapinti. the Hawks out on the court right now, waiting for the Terrapins.
So. Sorry. I got a buddy who lives in College Park, went to grade school with him, gave him a couple Mama t-shirts. We are ready for tip. It'll be Ed Waite and Alex Len to jump things up here between Monmouth and Maryland. It's saved inbounds by Faust, and Maryland, after Len wins the tip, will be going right to left on your radio dial. Just underway here at the Comcast Center. Jump hook by Len is good to give Maryland an early 2-0 lead.
Yeah, good look inside by Howard, and Len was able to get the baby hook inside.
Monmouth possession first time going left to right. Maryland student section actually is on both sides of the floor, which is kind of interesting. Ed Waite drives right baseline, picks up his dribble into the corner. Nicholas three from the left corner is too short. Offensive rebound, Steven Spinella. They get a fresh shot clock. Works it all the way back to Nicholas. Now top of the key, Nesmith. Spinella right wing, pumps it a three at the elbow. Now goes over to Jesse Steele with 25 on the shot clock. Jesse into the lane, kicks it out to Spinella. Three from the right wing, way too strong, an air ball. And the rebound pulled down by Des Wells. Nick Faust playing the two-guard position tonight. Has it on the wing. He goes left side to Howard. Immediately down low. Nice move in the lane. Layup is up and good by James Padgett.
Yeah, just a strong move inside by Padgett. Not much Andrew Nicholas could do on that play.
4-0. Maryland on top. Under 18:50 to go here in this first half. Jesse Steele left wing. Nesmith top of the key. Stop and go from straight away. Goes back to Ed Waite. Now they go left corner to Nesmith. Pulls it along two. And it's short. Rebound comes down to Wells. Maryland's going to push. Faust. Nice little touch pass to Howard. Tried to go back to Len. And it eventually comes back to Len after Monmouth got a hand on it. Faust will pump it at three. Alley-oop to Len. Dunks it with two hands. 6-0 Terrapins.
Yeah, tough break for the Hawks. Not able to get the loose ball. And then, you know, what a helter-skelter play. And it's going to be tough to defend Len down there 7-1.
From Ukraine, leading scorer and rebounder for this Maryland team. 6-0 Terrapins lead. Jesse Steele goes into the right corner to Spinella. Spinella will pull up from just inside the foul line. Nice floater for Spinella.
Yeah, high degree of difficulty on that floater from Spinella, putting it over the 7-1 Len.
Steven, who played in the SEC at South Carolina before coming to Monmouth. We always think in these bigger games that he can be the difference. We'll see if he can tonight. Got an early foul trouble against Syracuse. Wasn't able to get anything going. 6-2 Terps lead. As now Andrew Nicholas steps in front of a passing lane. Gets a steal. Red up fakes and lost his feet out from under him. Tried to pump fake the Maryland player. That travel will give it back to the home team.
Yeah, that's a tough break for the Hawks. I mean, his feet just flew right out from underneath him, obviously hit a wet spot on the floor.
Liked the idea because he knew he was probably going to have a giant player chasing him.
Actually, I'm surprised they didn't get somebody out to mop the floor after that play.
Well, it's because a Monmouth player fell. Maryland got... No, I'm kidding. Left wing, Nick Faust. Drives left baseline on Nesmith. Wrap around, pass into the corner. This is Wells. Goes down low. And that shot is good for James Pageant. Counted and a foul. 8-2, Maryland leads.
Yeah, just good ball movement by the Terrapins to get to swing the ball, swing it back, and get the layup in traffic.
Pageant, who earned his ninth start tonight, averaging 8 points, 5 rebounds a game. A lot of balanced scoring on this Maryland team. You'll see that all evening as Pageant hits the traditional three-point play. 9-2 Terps lead. 17-14 to go in this first half. Spinella to inbound. Gets it into Steele. Double team. Jesse splits the double team. Now we'll cross the timeline. Going to make a nice cross-court find to Nicholas on the right corner. Now they'll set it back. Both teams all the way back. With 25 on the shot clock. It'll be Steele dribbling between the circles. He's got Howard on him. Nicholas left corner. Down low, Edwitt on the block. Pump fake. Goes up and no good off the glass. I think he thought Len was going to jump with him. Ed gets his offensive rebound back up. Nicholas drives. He loses it. Right to Howard. He's going to go one-on-one with Steele. Lefty shot up and in. 11-2 Maryland. And Coach Rice will take a timeout.
And on that last Monmouth possession, I think Ed thought he had more people around him. If he just went straight up with it right when he caught it, he would have had an easy layup. But he felt Len around him and hesitated, then got it knocked away.
The Maryland Terrapins lead Monmouth 11-2, 16:40 to go first half. And, you know, Greg, something that we saw against Syracuse, Monmouth hung around those first 10-plus minutes. The Orange kind of played cavalier and lackadaisical. Maryland appears to be the opposite. They're trying to go right down low. Again, they're not an outside shooting team. They want to score in the paint.
Yeah, they're getting it inside. They're scoring inside. They're getting to the free throw line. They're getting easy points. And, the things that I mentioned in the pregame, taking care of the ball, that's been, hot and cold. Rebounding, not too bad. They haven't been able to knock down any shots so far.
No changes to the Monmouth lineup. Maryland showing zone for the first time. A little 1-3-1 look. Nesmith and Steele, the two guards up front. Ed Waite, top of the key. Right corner, Spinella. Steele, three from the right wing. Is good. 11-5 Maryland now.
Well, there's good ball movement and knocking down a shot. You do that, you'll get right back into this game.
Howard, high ball screen from Pageant. They switch off. Spinella will now guard Howard. Not a scoring threat, Howard, but a great passer. Goes on the right wing. This is Des Wells. Faust, the sophomore. Goes to Howard, left wing, under 16 first half. Faust around a screen from Pageant. Nicholas switches off on him. Crosses over. Ball loose. Nesmith and Faust battle for it. Dion rips it away from him and gets it over to Ed Waite. Ed. Head up to Spinella. Steven for three from the right corner. Too strong. And the rebound is tipped over to Pageant. Now Wells will run it up court in a hurry. One-on-one with Jesse Steele off the window and good. Monmouth will try to beat Maryland down court. Ed Waite had it, lost it, and then threw it away. Wells will now bring it up. 2-on-3. Behind the back dribble. Finger roll is good. What a move by Des Wells. 15-5 UM.
Yeah, nice move by Wells, and he let the Monmouth bench know about it on the way back.
Terrapins lead by 10, early on. We near 15 minutes to go first half. Jesse Steele drives. Kicks over to Nicholas on the left wing. Into the corner to Nesmith. Dion's going to pull up just inside the arc and knock it down.
Yeah, that's the second time today the Hawks have been able to knock down a shot right over the top of the 7-foot-1 Len.
Yeah, it doesn't appear to be an intimidating presence down low. He does have 21 block shots on the season as MU will now play a little 2-3 zone. Under 15 to go, first half. Maryland leads 15-7. Top of the key, Wells. Howard on the left wing. Skip past the Faust on the right wing. Pull up from just inside the arc is too strong. Jesse Steele, long rebound. He'll bring it up court. Controlled break. Wait for everyone to join him. Around a high ball screen. Jesse will drive. Pump fake. Top of the key, Nicholas, long two. Off to the left. Ed Waite, offensive rebound. Then loses it out of bounds. It'll be off of Maryland. So when we come back from the under 16 media, MU will have it with a fresh shot clock. 14-19 to go first half. Maryland leads Monmouth 15-7. And we step out for 30 seconds on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
There's never been a better time to buy a home in New Jersey than right now.
New Jersey Housing and Mortgage Finance Agency is more committed than ever to provide affordable home ownership opportunities for first-time homebuyers.
We're offering a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.5% with 0 points for qualified borrowers.
This lowest interest rate ever offered by HMFA and today's lower home prices make this a great time for action.
Our loans are made even more affordable because our borrowers can benefit from our down payment and closing cost assistance.
HMFA is an independent state agency whose mission is to provide financing for affordable home ownership and housing for New Jersey residents.
Since 1983, HMFA has provided low-cost home ownership financing to over 100,000 New Jersey families.
Contact your realtor today to request an HMFA mortgage and view our free home buyer guide at njhousing.gov.
This message, sponsored by the New Jersey Housing and Mortgage Finance Agency, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are. Greg Ott, Eddie Iacopinti with you courtside at the Comcast Center. Bill Harding back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. Monmouth trailing Maryland 15-7, 14-19 to go in the first half. And Greg, you can credit an extremely hot shooting start for Maryland's early lead.
Yeah, I mean, I think they made their first seven shots, if I'm not mistaken, and then the last one makes it 7-for-8. But, you know, when a team's shooting 7-for-8, and all seven of those come in the paint to get a 14-2 edge in points in the paint and the 7-0 lead in points off turnovers, it's going to be a little bit of a long day, and you hope the Hawks can turn those trends around.
Well, we knew Maryland, again, not a tremendous outside shooting team. What they do is score in the paint. They get to the foul line, and thus far they've been doing that this evening. Monmouth to inbound underneath their own basket. Khalil Brown into the game for the first time, along with Marcus Ware and Max DeLeo for Monmouth. Andrew Nicholas shot blocked by Des Wells. Max DeLeo pulls it away, and then he is fouled. That foul is going to go on the first Maryland sub that we've seen in this game. That's freshman guard from Woodbridge, Virginia, Seth Allen. Inbound from underneath Monmouth's own basket. Down low they go to Marcus Ware. Marcus righty. Jump hook is no good. Rebound ripped down by Pageant.
Yeah, some good offense there on a couple different attempts, but just nothing would fall for the Hawks.
This is Allen, who's now running the point. Jesse Steele just missed the steal as Faust works it around the perimeter. Allen will drive. Wraparound pass down low. Lost out of bounds. That's our first look at Shaquille Clear. Prefers Shaq. Freshman from Andros in the Bahamas.
Yeah, a lot of contact on both ends of the court, but the officials letting them play.
Officials for this contest, Brian Dorsey, Joe Lindsay, and Tim Kell. Khalil Brown gets switched on to Allen. As he goes to Faust, flips it into the corner. Wells a triple, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Khalil Brown. MU down 15-7 with a basketball, 13 and a half minutes to go, first half. Steele dribbling just over the timeline, 25 on the clock. High ball screen for Marcus Ware. Jesse over on the right wing now. Another right corner to Khalil Brown. They go down low to Marcus Ware. He's got Clear on him. Ware picks up his dribble. Into the corner. Has to go to DeLeo. Max makes a great play to save it. And they say it goes out of bounds off of Andrew Nicholas. So it'll be Maryland ball.
Yeah, good attempt by DeLeo to save it. But they eventually say that Nicholas knocked it out of bounds.
Get our first look now at Logan Ehrenholt. Interesting story. You mentioned Wells' kind of path here. Well, Ehrenholt was a three-year player at Albany. Monmouth saw last season in the preseason NIT, then graduated and transferred here to Maryland for graduate school. As Allen throws one away, trying to get one down low to Clear, that will give it back to Monmouth. You see players do that, where if you complete your undergraduate studies and the school you're at doesn't have the grad school, I put in quotes, that you want to attend, you can go somewhere else. Steele will drive. Jesse, floater is no good off the window. Khalil Brown missed the offensive rebound. And Clear with the rebound. Outlet to Allen. Maryland, no numbers, but Allen's going to drive. Offensive foul as Max DeLeo stepped in and drew the charge on Seth Allen.
Yeah, it's good good awareness by DeLeo to just step in there. I mean, Allen had nowhere to go and just barreled right into DeLeo.
Keyshawn Howard back in the game for Maryland, taking Allen out. We also get our first look at freshman Charles Mitchell from Marietta, Georgia, averaging 6 points and 7 rebounds per game. Maryland is a young team. Again, 12 underclassmen, and a lot of those underclassmen will see minutes tonight. 15-7, Terps lead. Neither team scored in a while, as Jesse will try to end that with a three. He will from the corner, making it 15-10. That's a big shot for CLMU, down five, and Coach Turgeon will take a timeout.
And you know what? On that play, Maryland doubled down into the post, leaving Steele relatively open. I mean, they are a big, long team, but they couldn't get out to Steele. And if Jesse can make shots like that, the Hawks can hang around in this game.
15-10, now the Maryland lead. There's 12:23 to go in this first half. And before that shot, kind of mentioned it, it seemed like neither team had scored in a while. And then bang, three-pointer, much-needed three for Mama.
Yeah, I mean, when we went to the media timeout, it was 15-7. Now it's 15-10. Nobody had scored in quite a while.
Mammoth lineup that breaks the timeout. It'd be the same lineup that went into it. Maryland also with the same five. Hawks going back to man here. A little confusion on the Mammoth end. They don't know who they got defensively. And Wells misses a one-handed alley-oop attempt. Jesse Steele back the other way. Kicks it over to DeLeo. Short jumper for Max is way short. Aaron Holt pulls down the rebound. DeLeo will now be guarding Keyshawn Howard. Over to Aaron Holt. Three straight away. Too strong. Rebound to Jesse Steele. 4-on-2 if Mammoth hurries. Steele will move on Aaron Holt. Lead one for Khalil Brown. He spins. Short shot. No good off the window. Rebound comes down to Mitchell. Missed opportunities early on. The Hawks have had their chances.
Yeah, it's been a little helter-skelter so far these last couple of trips, but nothing will fall for either team.
Howard hits Aaron Holt around the screen. Jump stop at the elbow. Down low, he goes to clear. He lost it on the way up. Marcus Ware with a nice steal.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be an easy conversion inside for the Terps, but Ware able to get a hand in there.
15-10, Maryland leads Mammoth. 11:20 to go in this first half. MU's outscoring them 5-0 over the last couple of minutes, but playing much, much better. Ware, backdoor pass to Steele. Jesse, reverse layup is good. 15-12, Maryland leads now.
Talk about a degree of difficulty on that play for Jesse Steele. I mean, getting the slip behind the defense and then getting in, it was behind Charles Mitchell, who looked like he was going to pin that ball on the backboard, but he was able to slip it through.
7-0, Mammoth. Run now, cutting this Maryland lead to three. Wells will answer down low. A nice move around Andrew Nicholas.
Yeah, good job by Wells, sealing off Nicholas and creating the lane.
Now 17-12, 10:40 to go here in this first half. You can hear Coach Rice a little bit in our crowd microphone. We're situated right next to the bench. This game is broadcast on ESPN3, so make sure you wave at Greg and I when you see us. Nicholas pull up for just inside the arc is too strong. Loose ball down low. Clear pulls it away. Howard up court with purpose. Tried to bounce it over to Wells, and Nicholas takes it away. Nice steal by Red. He then picks up his dribble and will be forced to find a teammate. He'll be called for traveling on the right baseline.
Yeah, not sure he shuffled the pivot foot, but the officials are saying that's what he did.
That'll get us to the under 12 media timeout. Maryland leads Mammoth 17-12. 10:16 to go in this first half. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and features one of the area's best ocean views while you dine. Voted the best restaurant in Monmouth and Ocean Counties in 94.3 The Point's Restaurant Madness Contest, Rooney's features an eclectic menu that will satisfy any taste. Bring your ticket stub from today's game to Rooney's and receive 20% off your food bill. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com or give them a call at 732-870-1200.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Hey, Hawks fans, get your 2012-13 Mammoth University tickets right now. Season and single game tickets, as well as group packages, are now available. You can call and ask how to spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game or help your organization or group fundraise with MU. Affordable family fun entertainment is one call or click away at 732-263-5735 or hawktickets at mammoth.edu. That's 732-263-5735 or hawktickets at monmouth.edu. And please call right away because Villanova tickets for December 22nd are going fast. Only a precious few remain, so call the Monmouth Athletic Ticket Office right now. Greg Ott, Eddie Acapinti here courtside, Phil Harding engineering tonight's broadcast. And Greg, after Maryland led by 10 at the last media timeout, the Hawks have kind of methodically cut that lead down to 5 at 17-12.
Yeah, I mean, they've knocked down shots. That's you know, they've made, I believe, four out of their last 12, and that's a start. Jesse Steele making a couple of three-pointers. I mean, you know, that's been huge. The big problem is defensively, you could say that all of Maryland's points have come inside the paint. They scored 16 points in the paint, and the 17th came after a foul in the paint and a three-point play. So you got to, you know, the Hawks have to do a better job of keeping the Hawks out of the paint.
And right now, he's not on the floor, as Jalen Palm will take the court along with Deion Nesmith, Ed Waite, Steven Spinella, and Khalil Brown. But Jesse Steele, 8 points, a couple of threes, nice reverse layup in the lane. This is the best he's looked in a couple of games. Maryland moving right to left, being trapped by Monmouth. Mitchell behind the back pass for Len. It goes off Len's leg and out of bounds. I'm sure Coach Turgeon is not going to like that. And I'll tell you how much he won't like it. Mitchell's coming out and James Padgett's going to come back in.
Yeah, and I mean, that is on Mitchell. I mean, throws it down towards the legs of Len. I mean, he's 7'1". He's got long arms, but they're not that long to go down that long.
Yeah, throw it up to him. First of all, Len looks like he's about 7'9 out there. He's a monster. Very skinny player, but a very tall player. Jalen Palm running the point. Over in the right corner, Nesmith for three. Is way short. Rebound tipped down to Howard, but Nesmith takes it away. Deion now goes over to Steven Spinella. Under 10 to go here in this first half. Monmouth hanging around. Down 17-12. Palm, right-hand dribble. Has Aaron Holt on him. We'll get right around him. Palm, floater with a right hand. It's too short. Khalil Brown, tip no good. Loose ball. After the rebound, Len comes down with it. Another chance at the rim as Maryland now brings it back. Faust, between the legs dribble, top of the key. Bounces it down low. Edwight gets a hand on it. Goes out of bounds. Maryland will retain as Mitchell, Allen, and Des Wells come back in for the Terps.
Yeah, something the Hawks have really been doing tonight is contesting those, you know, those interior passes. And, you know, on some cases they've been able to knock it away. On others, they've left the Terps for a wide open layup.
Jesse Steele comes back in, taking out Palm. Faust pumps it a three, drives on the baseline, loses it right to Allen, top of the key. Will not pull it back out, right to Faust, into the lane. Out to Allen, three from the right wing. The lefty shot is way short. Rebound comes down to Deion Nesmith. MU down by 5, under 9 to go in this first half. Kind of hanging around this pace, really favoring neither team as both wants to run up and down the floor. But MU kind of hanging in this contest, down 17-12. Jesse Steele has the ball left wing. Goes top of the key, Nesmith. They wanted the lob to Ed Waite, but it wasn't there. Spinella to Steele, top of the key. Three from straight away. It is off to the right. Rebound crashed by two Maryland players, and Wells comes away with it. Allen will walk it up as we near the 8-10 mark in this first half. Wells on the right wing. Goes to Mitchell. Has it poked away. Nesmith comes away with it. 4-on-1 if the Hawks hurry. Deion, bounce pass to Steele. Right back to Ed Waite, who lays it in. Beautiful pass from Jesse.
Yeah, great passing all around. You got Nesmith to Jesse, inside to Ed. I mean, can't get much better than connecting them like that.
17-14, Maryland now leads. Hawks are just hanging in this game, Greg. Back to a 2-3 zone look for Monmouth. Faust, a three from the left corner. Oh, it's all net. Brought rain with that one.
Yeah, not much he can do. Great contest on that one, but give credit to the shooter. He knocked it down.
20-14. Terrapins lead. Steele will cross the timeline. 28 shot clock. Has it on the left wing. High ball screen from Khalil Brown. Jesse lobs to Spinella, who dunks it with two hands. Another great pass from Jesse, and a better finish by Spinella.
Maybe it's the sports information guy in me, but I was looking, where's David Cooper? He was right under the basket. I hope he got that one.
You'll see those highlights on GoMUHawks.com later this week. Two-handed throwdown by Spinella, and Maryland throws it away. The Hawks will get the basketball back, down 20-16, after this 30-second timeout. 7 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Monmouth trails Maryland by 4 here on your home for Hawks basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Bike Blade and Ball and Howell, the Jersey Shore's premier cycling, running, skating, and sporting goods store, offering a huge selection of bikes and accessories at unbeatable prices from brands like Jamex, Raleigh, and Diamondback. They carry top-of-the-line running shoes from Asics and Brooks, plus they carry a great range of sporting goods, baseball, racquetball, football, hockey, volleyball, and more. Bring the family while you shop. Their indoor batting cage, arcade, basketball, and air hockey tables will keep everyone entertained. Bike Blade and Ball is the intersection of Route 9 South and Alexander and Howell, behind Amazing Savings. For hours and information, call 732-987-6267. Closed Saturday.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
University Subs has been a neighborhood favorite for years around Monmouth's campus. Located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street, U Subs offers free delivery to the MU dorms, and all students receive 10% off of their total order. MyUSubs.com. Monmouth trailing Maryland 20-16, 7 minutes to go in the first half here. And Greg, although Monmouth not shooting at a high percentage, they're doing enough to hang around in this game. Two Jesse Steele threes have keyed that. And although Maryland's shooting an off-the-chart percentage, MU only down 4.
Yeah, I mean, Monmouth has turned Maryland over 8 times already. They've gotten 8 more shots than the Terrapins. And they've got 6 offensive rebounds as opposed to that donut in the Maryland side. So, I mean, a team that's you know, number 2 in the country in rebound margin, the fact that they haven't allowed an offensive rebound is huge.
Hey, you're absolutely right. Maryland out-rebounds their opponents on average by 15 rebounds a game. Right now, Monmouth, who gets out-rebounded by 10 a game, is outboarding the Terps 12-10. Jesse Steele leading the way for MU with 8 points, a couple of 3-pointers, 2 assists.
He's also leading the Hawks in rebounds with 3.
Spinella has 4 points. Ed Waite, Deion Nesmith each with a deuce. Dez Wells leading the way for Maryland. He's got 6. And I don't know what he's... I don't know how old Dez is. I don't know him very well. He's a sophomore. He looks like he's about 32 years old. He looks like a grown man who's been in the NBA for 3 years.
Yeah, no, he does. He does have the facial features of a man.
He kind of looks like Bonzi Wells a little bit, like has that kind of game. He's like a 2-guard that's big.
I can see that.
Monmouth inbounds. Maryland full court pressure. Jesse Steele breaks it easily. Gets it up head to Steven Spinella. Under 7 to go first half. Steele drives, loses it. Allen comes away with it now. 3-on-1 if they hurry. Allen will try to go to Wells, and he threw it away. Waited a little too long to make the pass, and that turnover will give it back to Monmouth.
And you know what? That I really attribute that to Max DeLeo's defense on that. He really didn't jump at one defender, so he couldn't let the ball handler decide who he wanted to go to.
Monmouth breaks the press here. DeLeo throws it ahead to Steele. Over to Spinella. Steven, tough shot in the lane, is missed. But he gets, all right, that's DeLeo with the offensive rebound. MU with a fresh shot clock. 20-16. Maryland leads Monmouth. 6.5 to go. It's not going to show up in the stat sheet, but Max DeLeo is just, he's pesky, and he just does what the coaches want him to do. Marcus Ware on the right block, moves on Len. Nice move in the lane. Shot blocked by Len, who then takes it right from Marcus.
Len didn't even jump, just put the hand way up high, and that'll do it.
Wells drives, kicks it out to Faust. We'll get into the lane. Jump stop in the lane. Wave off the shot attempt. Offensive foul as Marcus Ware drew the charge just outside of that restricted area.
I mean, Marcus was waiting there. He had plenty of time. He could have taken a selfie. He had so much time in the lane to take that charge. He could have posted it on Facebook. He had so much time.
Could have Snapchatted that. He had so much time.
I mean,
well done.
Selfies all around.
It is Wednesday. Under 6 to go first half. 20-16. Maryland leading Monmouth. You and my friend are a true professional. Top of the key, Marcus Ware. Over to Nesmith on the left wing. They swing it around the perimeter, left to right. Jesse Steele, right wing. With 15 on the clock. Pishon Howard back in the game will guard Jesse. Steele, beautiful crossover move. Will now go to Ware. Pull up from the foul line is no good off the rim. Len pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass to Howard. He'll now look to work on Steele, but both teams now back. Howard, not a shooting threat, picks up his dribble. Right wing Faust, another high arcing three. Too strong. Rebound tipped. Len had it, but Ed Waite takes it away.
again, the Hawks controlling the defensive boards, able to rip away any chance of an offensive board for the Terps.
We near the five-minute mark. Mobbitt's still down just four. Nesmith on the right wing. It's a cutting. Where? Down low, Edway, high off the window and no good. Len challenged that shot. And now Maryland will come back the other way with it. Aaron Hall open for three in the corner. Too strong. Rebound and putback is good for Nick Faust. What an athletic move. And he's fouled on the way up, so he'll have a shot for a conventional three-point play.
Yeah, and that first offensive rebound allowed to Maryland, a costly one.
Foul will go on where we get our first look at junior John Auslander coming to the game for the first time. Transfer from Greensboro College. A lot of transfers on this Maryland roster. As Faust hits the free throw. And Maryland lead now 7, 23-16. Hawks break the pressure easily. Spinella, after getting a pass from Nesmith, will now wait for everyone to join him. We near 4.5 to go in this first half. Nesmith drives. Wild shot in the lane is no good. Tip no good by Ware. And the rebound pulled down by Aaron Hall.
I would have liked to have seen Marcus come down with that rebound, put it up softly, but tried to rush it a little bit.
And Len's not in the game, so he's got more time now down low. As Maryland's gone with, this is their smallest lineup we've seen all game. Auslander 6'7", the player in the middle. Faust to Aaron Hall in the left corner. Will drive into the lane. Spinella takes it away from him and ends up to Jesse Steele's hands. Jesse will leave one for Spinella. 4 minutes to go first half. Mammoth down by 7.
Almost surprised that wasn't called a jump ball, but the Hawks will take it. Spinella able to get it cleanly and rip it away.
Yeah, letting them play. Not many fouls called in this half. Just 5 total between both teams. Steele, pull up just inside the arc. No good, back iron. Howard with the rebound off a deflection. Under 4 to go in the first half. You know, for not a lot of points, it has been a pretty free-flowing first half. Faust on the right wing will now dribble out of trouble. 3.5 to go. Top of the key, Aaron Hall. Working into the left corner. This is Wells. Shake and bake into the lane. Kicks one back to Howard. He'll drive baseline. Leave one behind for Auslander. He lays it in. 25-16, Maryland now leads. And Coach Rice is going to take a timeout with 3:22 to go in the first half.
Yeah, obviously a defensive lapse there for the Hawks. He had two players running at the ball and left the player wide open underneath for a layup.
Second charge timeout to Coach Rice. 3:22 remaining. Stay tuned at halftime, which is rapidly approaching us. We will go over first half statistics as well as the out-of-town scoreboard. Just one other game in the NEC, but we'll also look at the top 25 as well as kind of give you the kind of heading into break edition of Mammoth Athletics as the women's basketball team in the midst of a fairly lengthy break and the men's team off for 10 days after this game, and then they only play twice between now and New Year's Eve. So getting exams out of the way before NEC play starts in the new year.
Yeah, time to turn the attention to the books and get it done in the classroom so everything's good on the court.
You said the books, not the book, like Facebook?
No, the books.
Oh, like
we need,
text?
We need plural.
Oh, textbooks.
I believe everybody takes more than one class, so we need several of the books.
I thought you were referring to the social media.
It's important, too.
Very important. Like Mammoth University Athletics on Facebook. Back to the action.
Take some selfies. Put them on Facebook.
Tyrone O'Garo into the game for the first time with Brown. Nice screen for Jesse Steele, whose shot gets swatted to the cameraman by Shaq Clear. And Mammoth will get it back. 5 on the shot clock after the under 4 media timeout. 2:52 to go first half. Maryland 25, Mammoth 16. We're back after 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
I'm sitting at midcourt, and the last time around, the wave took out half of my Coke, and it's coming again. We, the fans, must stop this wave and protect our Coke. It's still coming. Cheerleaders, fire the t-shirt guns. Buzzer guy, distract them with buzzing. Wolf, howl. Hold on! Looks like we did it. Nice job, everybody.
Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether you're watching college or NFL football, college hoops or the NBA, or you're having a private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. Boathouse Bar and Grill online. And don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. That'll also be the spot of the Monmouth, the unofficial Monmouth Athletics holiday party postgame location this coming Friday.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Hope that might be news to Matt and Tim when I just said that, but it will be, and I can't wait for it. Monmouth down 25-16 to Maryland with Greg Ott. I'm Eddie Iacopinti, and you know, Greg, we were just talking to senior associate AD Jeff Stapleton at Monmouth University. He's sitting right here courtside and made a great point. It's been one you've been making all game. Monmouth has to make shots. They're out-rebounding and out-hustling Maryland right now, but they're missing too many easy ones, open ones, especially at the rim. They could theoretically be winning this game.
Yeah. It almost seems like they're making the tough shots. I mean, they made a couple over Len. I mean, you got a seven-footer bearing down on you, and they're making those. But some of the easy, you know, not easy, but the routine shots within the framework of the offense haven't been falling.
Maryland's biggest lead in this game was 10 points. That was about 13 minutes ago. Right now the lead at 9, 25-16. It was 20-16 a couple of minutes ago. Monmouth basketball, 5 on the shot clock, inbounding under their own basket.
And you know what, I just noticed on the stat sheets, the Hawks have forced 8 straight misses.
Well, here they miss another one of their own as Nicholas misses one too strong. And Faust pulls it down and runs back court in a hurry. He turns it over. Nicholas, 2-on-1. Beautiful behind the back pass to Nesmith. He'll lay it in. What a pass from Red.
And you know, you see some flashy behind the back passes from players. That was one that was necessary. He had a player bearing down on his left hand. He took that left hand, put it around his back, and safely got it to Dion.
25-18 now the lead. Howard drives. He throws one away. Jesse Steele comes away with it. Outlet to Nicholas. Red has to track it down, and he does pull it down. Now we'll go top of the key to Steele. Jesse open for 3. Into the right corner, it's Andrew Nicholas. They'll reset the offense with 2:05 remaining in the first half. I wanted Steele to shoot that one from the wing.
Yeah, but I think it's a smart thing to calm it down, get into rhythm, and get a good shot off.
Monmouth trailing by 7, 25-18. Steele with Howard. We'll go right around him with the right hand. Picks up his dribble. Top of the key, Nesmith. Dion, pump fake, 3 from straight away. Too short. Rebound comes down to Pageant. Howard into the front court. Goes down low. Layup is good off the window by Shaq Clear.
Now the help defense was coming, but it was too late after Clear was able to seal off his defender.
27-18. Maryland now leads under 90 seconds to go first half. Terrapins back to a man-to-man defense. Nesmith top of the key. Left wing Jesse Steele, 20 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Nicholas. Tough shot in the lane is no good. Tap up and in by Khalil Brown. Offensive rebound and a bucket.
I didn't realize there was a Monmouth player inside on that one. He had 3 players around him, but he was able to get a hand on it and put it in.
The Hawks are doing a tremendous job on the offensive backboards, and they only trail by 7, 60 seconds to go. Faust, 3 from the right wing for Maryland is good. That lead back to double digits.
Yeah, Faust is clearly the good 3-point shooter for Maryland, at least tonight. He's the one threat they've had from the outside.
Shoots them at 22% coming into the game. As a team, they only shoot 32% from deep. There's about a 20-second difference between the game and the shot clock. Jesse Steele operates top of the key. Around Howard, floater off the window is no good. Rebound by Pageant. Maryland can take the final shot of the first half. It looks as though they will, leading 30-20, 25 seconds to go before halftime. Faust gets free on the right wing, drives baseline. His pass intercepted by Nicholas. Red's going to rush it up court in a hurry. He'll try to beat Pageant. The shot will go off the backboard, but Nesmith comes away with it. Khalil Brown down low is fouled, and he'll have 2 free throws. Really good hustle on the offensive glass for the Hawks continuing.
Yeah, I mean, they've been relentless. And you know, the funny thing is, you know, I believe it was Wells that fouled him, and it was. He kind of gave him a look on the ground, kind of, you know, somewhat taunting. I don't know. And Khalil was like, fine, you're putting me on the, you know, at the line. He started clapping, he's smiling, he's happy.
Brown's first free throw is good, making this back to single digits. Jalen Palm will come in for Jesse Steele. Love that sub by Coach Rice. Aaron Holt and Alex Len come back in. for Maryland. Max DeLeo will also check back in. He'll take out Andrew Nicholas. Got to love that. He doesn't want to see Coach Rice, that is, Steele or Nicholas, pick up a silly foul. 9 seconds remaining. Khalil Brown with one more free throw. And it is no good off the back of the iron. Pageant with the rebound. Five on the clock. Howard will rush it up court with four. Jump stop. Pulls up for three from the wing, and he's fouled by Jalen Palm. It'll be three free throws for Pishon Howard. I don't know if they had a foul to give. They had tons of fouls to give, but Howard just kind of chucked it up at the basket.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. He was slipping first. I would have thought that was on the ground.
I mean, I think Jalen was trying to foul him. So now Howard will have three free throws with Maryland leading 30-21. His first free throw is missed. How about this? That's his first free throw missed of the season. He was 12 of 12 coming in.
Well, as they say, the ball don't lie.
I was going to quote Rasheed Wallace as well. I dropped that once a broadcast.
I thought that was Barkley, but... Hey.
Is it a Barkley? Well, I'm a Knick fan, so I'm going to credit Sheed. He's only been a Knick for about 30 minutes, but it doesn't... Oh, he missed them both! Two of the first three!
The ball...
Is it a Barkley?
The ball continuing with its truths, and I believe it's Barkley.
Okay. That's fair. Well, regardless, that must not have been a foul because Pishon Howard has missed his first two free throws of the season. He goes 0 for 3. That ball is just fibbing. Okay. He made the third one. It's 31-21. Monmouth will get an opportunity here with 2.5 seconds to go. Jesse Steele will inbound. He's going to try it just inside a half court. No good off to the right and air ball. And we'll go to halftime with Maryland leading Monmouth 31-21. But, Greg, I can't help but thinking going into the halftime break, a lot of the missed opportunities that Monmouth has had, they're shooting 23% compared to Maryland 62%, yet they're only down 10 because of the amount of shots that they've missed, and it's really been in the paint.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like everything they're doing is in the paint. I mean, you know, looking at, you know, the previous media timeout, we do have the points in the paint now. 22 of Maryland's 31 points are in the paint. So, I mean, they've hit a couple of threes. They've made a couple of, you know, they made three free throws, and that's where all their points are. So I think the little things that Monmouth is doing so far in this game are what's keeping them in. They're not making shots. They're only hitting, you know, 23.7%. But they're turning the Terps over. They're not giving up second chances on the boards. So those things have helped them keep the game close.
Monmouth only down 10 to Maryland, 31-21, with 4:48 to go. Well, it's actually the halftime clock. I don't know why I'm saying the halftime clock. But we're going to do... Phil, we're going to step aside for a couple of minutes here at halftime. When we come back, we'll go over first half statistics. We'll also take a look around the Northeast Conference scoreboard and the top 25 scoreboard as well. And we'll do so right here at halftime. Monmouth trailing Maryland by 10 at the break. You're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.